Well, there are a lot of kids who have a pretty sweet relationship with their grandparents, but as you look around, it seems that there are more and more who are distant or even estranged from the grandparents. And it's likely that you know someone who's walking through that kind of a situation, and we want to offer some hope today. I'm John Fuller in the studio with our Vice President of Parenting, Dr. Danny Huerta. Now, previously, we've heard from Shelley Tomlinson and Chris Howard. They've shared their experiences and their enthusiasm for being grandmothers. Today, they offer encouragement to those grandmas and grandpas who are feeling a distance or even estrangement from a family member. Let's go ahead and hear now as Jim Daly kicks off the conversation.
And you both have talked about that building resiliency into the grandkids and, you know, observing the parents, your adult children's wishes when it comes to what they eat and how excited they get. Let me speak to that community of grandparents where they're not as connected. And right at the end here, you know, again, I want to remind everybody, we have Caring Christian Counselors. You can call us to get more information. But I know people are listening where it's gone wrong. They're not connected appropriately with their adult children, perhaps. Therefore, they don't have access to the grandkids or, you know, there's just strife in the family. And they're hearing this going, I wish I had that playful spirit, Chris. You know, what you just described and having fun at granny camp.
Yeah.
But my kids and I are somewhat estranged for whatever reason, and I don't have that kind of contact. What advice do you give that grandparent? How do they begin to mend that bridge so they can experience one of the greatest blessings in life?
I would just so encourage you. I would love to speak directly to that grandparent that's listening. I'm almost emotional speaking to you because I feel your heart, and I know that it can be hard if you're not connected. But I want to promise you that the Lord wants that more than you do. He wants you to be connected with your family and with your kids and with your grandkids. And I would just so encourage you to partner with Him, to just go to Him in prayer and begin to ask Him for a different relationship with your kids and with your grandkids. And you know, it's not just something, a cliche or something to say, but God does answer prayer, and He is listening. And so the very first thing I would say is pray. Pray about it. And then own up to what you have done. Own your mess.
That's
the part
exactly
of the relationship that's your mess.
Yeah.
Own it, because your kids need to hear
that.
That's
humility.
And that's the humility that the Lord can bless. And then just so many times we don't say vocally what we want, but vocalize that with your kids. You know, this is where I own what's gone wrong, but I want something different for your kids, and I want to be in their life. And I think those two things, that humility and honesty and partnering, I can't count three things, and partnering with Jesus in their lives.
Yeah.
I think that's where you begin.
That's so good.
That's really it. I mean, Shelley, you did such a great job summarizing that, and my heart goes out to grandparents in that situation as well. And the only thing I guess would say it maybe just in a different way is do what you can do. The Bible tells us to do what we can do as much as it depends on us.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you're doing what it depends on you to do to make the situation better. And sometimes as we get older and we get a little more stubborn in our old age and set in our ways, and sometimes we need to have a little talk with ourselves and say, no, wait a minute, I need to back up and do what I can do to make this situation better. And I would think that the grandchildren out there who are wanting you to be a part of their life want you to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's a challenge, but it's an amazing admonition you're giving, and that is to set.
And so many times the grandchildren are the ones that mend a relationship with the child.
They
and
can
you know,
be.
That
you
is
have to set your grievances aside and look at the bigger picture and say the grandkids are the big picture.
Right.
And their relationship with Christ is the big picture, and how can I play into that? So that's really good. Chris and Shelley, I mean, this has been fantastic.
Oh,
thank you for such a strong reminder of the influence of grandparents in the lives of those grandkids and great-grandkids, Chris. And I so appreciate it. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, some good stuff from Chris and Shelley. And Danny, let's turn this a little bit for parenting, and let's look at what a mom or a dad can do. Let's say they have an estranged relationship with their own parents, and so those grandparents aren't part of the picture. They want the grandparent in the picture. How do they approach that?
And that is just it's all too common that this does happen. And I really, it saddens me when this is the case, but sometimes it's for a reason, a real good reason. The parents are the parents for the children. Sometimes the grandparents are coming in still wanting to be in control. And there has been some hurt or some differences in belief systems that need to be worked out. And I've had that come in to the counseling office, and it takes humble hearts showing up to be teachable, to be open to what the hurt has been. Whenever there's defensiveness, it just closes things down and it creates more division. And so if this is a case for you, enter into a place, maybe it's a counseling office if you have access to that. Enter with humble hearts. Have that be the centerpiece and listen to one another as you figure out what is best for the grandkids in this case, or the kids. The kids are grandkids. And the parents get to make those decisions because it's their turn.
Yeah. Well, we recognize that there can be a family dynamic that you just can't quite figure out, that it's a hurdle to moving forward. And if you're in that kind of a situation, please know that we have a caring team of Christian counselors here available for a free phone consultation with you. They talk to a couple thousand people a month, and it would be a privilege for them to reach out to you and to hear where you're at, offer some insights, pray with you. They can even refer you to somebody in your own area for an ongoing counseling relationship. That number is 800, the letter A in the word family. Again, 800-232-6459. We'll have a link in the show notes with more information. And please know that that counseling service is offered to people. It's free, and donors make it possible for us to have these counselors on staff, for them to be activated, to reach out, and to help families who are struggling with difficult circumstances. Please join the support team. Make those counselors available to even more people, and support the work of Focus on the Family. Your donation is going to make a big difference as we reach families and help them thrive. And with appreciation for your gift, we'll send a copy of the book, Rocking It Grand, 18 Ways to Be a Game-Changing Grandma, written by Chris Howard and Shelley Tomlinson. Details about donating and contacting our team and about that book are all in the show notes. Next time, Julie Lavender is here to discuss why taking time to play with your children is so significant for their development. On behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.